I'd like now to welcome to the program Robert Knott. He is with the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday Arts Supplement in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us. He used to be with us every Friday speaking of the arts, and now he's here occasionally. It's great to have you back.
Well, it's nice that you and Rob DeWalt are having your day in the sun, and it's nice to be back, especially on Fiesta weekend. As Film Noir weekend. We're a week away from the Bark and Ball. We've got lots of stuff happening. I'm delighted as well as dilapidated to be back in your presence. By the way, where are my presents? I didn't bring none, huh?
I give you all kinds of presents all the time, which our listeners don't know about.
Hey, I like your haircut. It looks great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I like your scruffy terrier look.
Well, I'm letting the hair grow out of you. Know, when I got out of the military like 25 years ago, I kept this short style I've had, and suddenly I'm going back to like the late 70s. I'm letting my hair grow, and you can't imagine how many women are like, "Oh my God, your hair looks so good." And women are running their fingers through it, which I like.
That's because they remind you, you remind them of David Cassidy.
David Cassidy from the Partridge Family?
Yeah, well, late 70s.
I love you, and your name is Mary Charlotte. Yeah, that was great, that show. I liked I Dream of Jeannie better because I thought Barbara Eden was sexy. I was a little
defined great.
Great means like, you know, it's a lot of fun.
So what's happening this weekend?
Well, I got a lot of big things to talk about, but I'll mention Nacha Mendez, one of my favorite local performers, who plays all over town. She's going to be teaming up with her World Music Ensemble to put together a new show called Trova at El Farol on Canyon Road. I believe it premieres at 8 o'clock this Tuesday. It'll be ongoing Tuesdays through Thursdays at 8 p.m. at El Farol. You got to pay to get in. Call El Farol for reservations. And there is a really nice profile of Richard Wolf, who's coming to speak on behalf of the Lannan Foundation. Really
good Q&A. I'm going to that on Tuesday.
Really good Q&A with him that I think Casey Sanchez did in our paper. And that, when did you say that was? Remind me.
It's on Tuesday at 6:30 at the James A. Little Theater.
Yeah, and his thoughts in this Q&A in the Pasatiempo about how we're mirroring the Great Depression, except in how we're addressing this economic depression. Really fascinating. Please read it, even if you don't, you know, in general, you don't like pasta or something. Believe me, this is a really good Q&A by Casey Sanchez.
Yeah.
6:30 Tuesday at the James A. Little. As you all know, Lannan Foundation, it's pretty cheap to get in. Call the Lunzik at
988-1234.
1234.
And the cover story of the reporter this week is by Noam Chomsky.
Yes, that's actually a terrific story as well. I got to admit, they did a really nice piece on that.
Yep.
Noam's a good writer. The cover of Pasatiempo is Film Noir.
You know a little something about that.
And this is from the película El Secreto Detrás de la Puerta, Secret Beyond the Door with Joan Bennett. Oh, boy. Scary. She goes beyond the door to see what's happening. And I don't know what happened. I didn't see that one. 12 movies.
I was in Gallup this weekend, and I thought of you. Because I went into this hotel called El Rancho.
Oh, El Rancho's a great hotel.
And there was a picture of James Garfield.
Oh, they got John Garfield.
Errol Flynn.
They got everybody.
John Garfield,
out there.
About whom you wrote
Ronald
a biography.
Reagan, yeah. They got, that's a great hotel to go hide out from if people in Santa Fe are trying to find you, because nobody looks for you in Gallup. And that's the place to go. I stayed in the Marx Brothers room there.
You did?
Yeah.
They have their own room?
Yeah.
Is that
Marx
four
Brothers
beds?
Have, there's like an Errol Flynn. No, it has three. So you got two extra if you're not happy in the one you're sleeping in or not happy with the person in you with it. But anyway, so it's a great hotel. Did you spend the night there or did you just pop in?
No, we just popped in.
Did you eat?
We did not eat there, although I hear the food is good.
It's a decent little restaurant. It's like an old-fashioned restaurant, diner inside the hotel with great sandwiches that are named after famous movie stars. Speaking of which, Film Noir.
But wait a minute. But we went to see Billy Malone. Billy Malone, about whom we wrote, about whom we did an interview a couple of weeks ago, who was kind of, how should we say, given a hard time by the National Park Service, and Paul Berkowitz wrote a whole book about him. And there is Billy Malone's little trading company on one of the main streets in Gallup.
It's a nice little main street.
Yep. Anyway, Film Noir.
Film Noir starts Thursday night at the Screen at the Santa Fe Institute of Art and Design.
Santa Fe University of Art and Design.
Well, that's fine, too. 12 titles. You got Peter Lorre, you got Zachary Scott, you got Robert Taylor, you got Joan Bennett. You got Ronald Coleman, you got Charles McGraw, you got Olivia de Havilland, Robert Ryan, a great actor. Terrific little noir not many people know about called The Prowler. Please go see it. It's a really good story, sort of sad. Van Heflin, Evelyn Keyes. Good little RKO picture called On Dangerous Ground I recommend. I saw 10 of the titles. I would recommend 9 of them. They were good. A couple I didn't see because they didn't give me screeners. It's noir. It's back. It's at the Screen after a two-year absence. See My Story. Cover story, Pasatiempo 32. Great photo layout, great lobby cards. You got to pay to get in. Here's the phone number, 473-6494, and you can easily Google summerinthedark.com. Because summer still exists until September 21st.
That is so true.
And then what happens?
Fall.
Why should I fall? I'm sitting here in the chair. I haven't even had a drink, so he wants me to... When do we turn the clocks back?
Autumn
in Santa Fe.
I don't know. It changes. It changes every year when we change the clocks. You're making little kissy noises?
Yes.
That's so gauche.
Right. Gauche.
Let's see. I don't know when we turn the clocks back. It's usually October, but my little desk calendar does not seem to tell us.
See that? You can't always call everything up on your laptop. It's usually around Halloween. I know that.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm looking for a haunted house to investigate this year for Halloween, so if anybody has a tip, email me at the work. Movies.
Are not at sfnewmexican.com.
Yeah, a lot of people read RN in the paper and they think it says M. It looks like an M, but it's R not. Like, I is not, but I are not too. RNOTT, sfnewmexican.com. Steven Soderbergh's Contagion opens today. Something about a global pandemic. The kind of movie I don't want to go see, which is why I'm running down to the Regal 14 to go see Creature, about a half man, half alligator that attacks people in the swamps. That'll be good.
Is that true? Half man, half alligator?
Well, it's in the movie. I don't know if it's actually based on fact. I'll find out. Point Blank, a terrific French thriller. I'm going to go ahead and be sexist. I absolutely believe it is a quote unquote guy movie. It's just shooting and running, running and shooting, but man, it's good. Summer in the Dark, of course. The Whistleblowers over at De Vargas. John Logan Richards wrote a nice piece about the undercover whistleblower, Nebraska cop. A lot of good movies out there. And Cowboys and Aliens is not one of them. Theater-wise, the Santa Fe Fiesta melodrama continues at the Playhouse, skewering local culture, comedy, characters, and craziness. Rob DeWalt saw it last week and wrote a decent review in today's Pasta Tiempo. It continues at the Playhouse, including late shows that are about 10:15 p.m. that are 21 and over, because the late shows are naughtier. So they're putting in like burlesque bits and stuff, which is why I'm going then. 988-4262, got to pay to get in, some, you know, different prices. I'm going to recommend, without being too much conflict of interest, since I'm running the lights and sound, The Guys at Warehouse 21 has three more shows tonight at 7:30, and then 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, very different 4 p.m. shows. I like 4 p.m. matinees, by the way. We did that with my show at Warehouse, because people have their day to go hiking. They're not interrupted by a 2 o'clock matinee that depresses them. You go at 4, you're out at 5:30, you go get a beer or something to eat. So 4 o'clock, Saturday and Sunday, Warehouse 21.
Nice.
I think you call 603-1370. It's a good little show. I'm really happy to be involved. Warehouse also has an anniversary Saturday night of music, which I have nothing to do with. Rob DeWalt wrote about it. At 7 o'clock, and they're having some sort of big end of summer event. 7 o'clock, just... head on over there. They got keyboard, they got peach cake, they got a whole bunch of things. And Rob DeWalt has a nice column in Soundwaves. He's taking off for a week's vacation, which he notes in Soundwaves, so he won't be around if you're trying to reach Rob DeWalt, which is why I'm here.
Which is why you're here.
Yeah, he's on his way to somewhere, the Northwest.
The Northwest somewhere. November 6th at 2 a.m., that's when daylight savings time ends.
So on November 5th, we set the clocks. Fall back or forward?
Fall back.
That's usually what happens to me at the bar stores over there, Second Street.
And then it gets dark really early, but it gets light a little earlier in the morning. And
I don't like.
I think that it didn't I read that the candy lobby lobbied for it to be a week later so that there'd be more light on Halloween?
I believe that's true, and I can understand that, because I don't like that, leaving work at 5 o'clock and it's dark and it's like November 7th, particularly because it's dark and like there's boogans out there and creepins. But I do like in the
morning. Did you say boogans and creepins?
Yeah, those are like monsters, like Zizober, who got burned up last night. That guy burns me up. Anyway,
Andrew Lee Lovato, author of Elvis Romero and Fiesta de Santa Fe, featuring Zozobra's Great Escape. It's a book, and the book signing is Saturday, September 10th. That's tomorrow at 11 in the morning at the Palace of the Governor's Courtyard.
Well, let's keep going.
It's a free event, discussion, book signing, musical performance, and refreshments.
Because we like Fiesta, I'm going to let you take tomorrow morning's event, the one you get excited about, and you bring milk and...
I don't bring the dogs, but the pet parade.
Oh, boy, keep going.
The pet parade is tomorrow morning, but you've got the information right there. I don't have it in front of me.
It's the pet parade with doggies, cats, and others. There might even be monkeys and fighters and mutters. Let me see. It starts at 9 o'clock. It's called the Desfile de los Niños, a.k.a. Children's Pet Parade, 9 o'clock. Forget children's. Everybody's involved. It's going to start in front of the New Mexico School for the Arts over at Paseo de Peralta in East Alameda. Travels north down Palace to Grant, east on Marcy. You know what? Sit somewhere downtown. You'll see people lining up with chairs. check out SantaFeFiesta.org. It's one of the funnest things in the fiesta. And I'm lucky because sometimes I'll go to the front of the New Mexican, and even if there's no seats, I'll just go inside the New Mexican and look out the windows and get to see the little animals.
It's very, very cute. It's cuteness abounding. But
that's a good way to put it. I like when you say those things. Because you're so serious with the people you talk to, and then when I'm on, you're like, cuteness abounding.
It is.
You have such beautiful shaggy hair. My God, you're strikingly handsome, Robert. That's what I like about when I should come on the show.
Well, you look like a little terrier. You're scruffy and curly hair and light brown, fuzzy mop.
And then we have another parade on Sunday.
Yes.
Hysterical, historical.
The hysterical, historical parade.
Yeah, it's all part of Fiesta. You guys know what's happening all weekends. As Ober got burned up, but stuff's happening. Go around the plaza. And by the way, again, the plaza, you don't want to try to park down there this weekend. It's already closed off. There's booths and food and arts and crafts stuff, and there'll be presentations. So avoid the plaza if you're not interested in attending this year thing. But the hysterical parade's 1 o'clock. And that begins around DeVargas Mall at Guadalupe and Paseo de Peralta. If you're a visitor listening in town, you've never seen this thing, find a spot downtown and pay attention to this thing. It runs from about 1 to 3. Again, the SantaFeFiesta.org. Look in today's Pasatiempo in the calendar for more specifics.
You mentioned the play The Guys already.
I mentioned The Guys, and I mentioned the Playhouse.
And that's
Melodrama.
A very good play.
Thank you for supporting it. It was great of you to have them on the show. It holds up well.
It holds
10
up
years.
Well.
A fireman and a journalist meet in the wake of 9/11, and interesting stuff happens, and it's not corny or romantic. So
it's funny. That play was written a few months after 9/11 in New York.
Oh,
yeah,
fast,
a few weeks,
yeah.
Whatever, after 9/11 in New York City. And it was premiered, I guess, a few months after. And the movie Hip Hop Hope, which is at the Santa Fe Art Institute,
correct.
Same deal. It was made right after 9/11. We had Daryl Wilkes on the air. It's a very good film about hip-hop, about New York, about 9/11, about people's perception of this country right after that time. And so two different artworks that were made very close on the heels of that.
And they're both running
day.
This weekend. And Rob DeWalt wrote a piece on that in today's PASA.
Yeah, check out all the things happening at Santa Fe Art Institute, because there are all kinds of events, performances, exhibitions, and so on.
And Hip Hop Hope is actually at Tipton Hall over there.
At Tipton Hall on Saturday and Sunday.
7 o'clock Saturday, 7:30 Sunday. No charge, by the way. I'm going to give you a phone number. 424-5050. Again, you got Pasatiempo. Take a look at Rob DeWalt's story on 38. It's a nice piece. Paul Weideman has a nice piece on archaeological sites of New Mexico in today's Pasatiempo for your interest if you want to pull away from Fiesta a little bit. There is a history of Fiesta in today's PASA. There's art reviews, book reviews, etc. And there's also, I've been getting out and trying to do a little more dancing, just sort of ad hocing it. And there's some fun groups playing around town. Oh my God, they're doing Geeks Who Drink again at El Farol, 6 o'clock on Monday night. I didn't know that.
Geeks Who Drink.
Yes. The Rhubarbs are down at the Mineshaft in Madrid, Soulful Blues, on Sunday afternoon at 3 to about 7. A nice drive down there.
Do you go to Geeks Who Drink?
I've never done it, even though I'm a geek.
You're a geek.
Tin Star has Saucy Sunday with Lou and DJ Classico at 8 o'clock. No cover. That's Sunday again. Tonight, the Matador has No Wave, New Wave with DJ James Reich, R-E-I-C-H, could be Reich. I apologize when I mispronounce names. It's never on purpose. 9:30. Matador, and tonight at Cowgirl is Soul Foundation, 8 o'clock, small cover charge. I think Sierra is over at La Fonda, which I love hanging out there. It's a good little dance floor, except it's too small. Second Street has Felix y los Gatos, 5:30 to 8. And you could even hear Faith Amore. What a great name at Upper Crust tonight. Canadian jazz singer, pop songwriter at Upper Crust, 6 to 9 o'clock if you feel like going out for pizza. There's a lot of other good things happening. Take a good look at today's Pasatiempo for all the various listings. You got something? Okay, I'll go. Pueblo of Tsuki Flea Market, still going strong.
I do not have something because somebody sent an attachment instead of, or sent a website instead of. Ladies and gentlemen, when you send your listings, send them in the body of the email. Do not send links. Do not send attachments because I will not open them. Or if I do, then there's going to be dead air because it takes so long to open the damn thing.
It can happen in our business, too. I urge people, if it's a short release particularly, there's no reason not to put it in the body. Even if it's a formal press release, or attach it in, with a note saying, if you can't open the attachment, let me know ASAP. I mean, at the very least.
Or put it, just do both.
Yeah, both is fine.
Have the exact same content in the attachment and the body of the email.
And again, preaching to the choir, get the phone numbers in there, the dates, the times, the address, the prices, the correct website and the correct date. Don't say Thursday, September 8th if Thursday, September 7th is going to throw us. It's not that difficult. I sound very harsh now to double check these press releases. And they still come in erroneously sometimes. Do you get that as well?
Yes.
So there you go. Remember that book about the women's sensual parts called The Erroneous Zones? I've been working on that for years. Poetica is a weekly poetry slam Monday night, 8 o'clock at El Farol. Musical accompaniment is welcome. And there's some lectures going on around town. We shouldn't overlook them. There's one on Wednesday. Listen to this. The Mexican Indians of Santa Fe. Old Friends and Allies, or A Case of Mistaken Identity. Elizabeth Oster, who's part of St. Mike's High School and San Miguel Chapel's lecture series presenters, is going to be speaking about this at 7 o'clock at San Miguel Chapel, which, if you don't know, is at 401 Old Santa Fe Trail. Suggested donation is very minimal. Again, it's Wednesday, 7 o'clock. Interesting lecture on the Mexican Indians of Santa Fe. Here's a phone number for you, 988-1944. And that's the same night, by the way, that Bill Hearn's doing his country trio at La Fonda down there. I am Amarillo by morning. Do you know much about the East Coast poets Ellen Doré, Watson, Joan Houlihan, and Jeffrey Levine?
No.
Well, they're going to be doing a poetry reading at 6 o'clock Thursday called Muse Times 2.
Oh, good. That's the poetry series at Collected Works Bookstore.
Yeah, and that's over at 202 Galisteo Street downtown. Nice little store. 988-4226. And today's Pasta Tampa has a subtext book column on this year event. So take a look, see. And Thursday night also, Heaven, a student show, is going to open at the Santa Fe Community College of Arts and Design's Visual Arts Gallery out on Richards Avenue. 5 o'clock reception. Those events are free, and I always love going through those exhibits. If you're out at the community college, there's no reason you can't run by the Visual Arts Gallery over there by the radio station, by the way, in that same building that houses you guys.
That's right. It's just a few steps from KSFR.
Yeah, a little bit down the hallway and around the corner. And the show is up through the end of September, so take a look-see. Are you interested in cooking with the chef at the farmer's market?
Yeah.
Well, there's going to be a cooking demonstration and discussion with Patrick Garrity from La Casa Santa at 5:30 Thursday over at the farmer's market. The market is from 4 to 7. It's at Paseo de Peralta by the railroad tracks across from Warehouse 21 and Site Santa Fe. 983-4098. I don't see a price listed in the Pasta Tempo. I don't know whether it's free or not. Wouldn't it be terrible if somehow, like, I was running from gangsters and to try to hide out, I pretended to be the chef there and, like, I put on a hat and they ran by me, but then I had to do the cooking demonstration for people and I didn't know how to cook?
I think you got yourself just the first scene of a sitcom right there.
Oh, boy.
You've missed your calling.
Cooking with Robert.
What would you do? Would you just show them how to make Frito pie and popcorn?
I'd add a little bit and have some fun with it until they threw me out. I can make some basic dishes. I cook for myself often, and I can do basic fish and chicken and pasta, and I can make some nice salads. But I am trying to expand my repertoire, so if you have a favorite recipe or two, email it to me because I'm trying different things.
I do have a couple of favorite recipes.
Send them over. And by the way, put them in the body of the text and not in an attachment.
Well, I don't have them online because one of them is from an old cookbook of
Italian
food. Can
you make me a print copy?
I can make you a...
I'll come over, you pour me a beer, and I'll get the recipe from you, and we'll stir things up.
Okay, so in exchange for my giving you the recipe, I'll pour you a beer.
You certainly will.
All right.
We'll turn the lights down low.
And you know what it is?
What?
It's cannelloni.
I cannelloni. That's why I want to hang out with you.
Have you ever had cannelloni? And you can make it. One time I made it for a friend who was a vegetarian. Instead of putting in the beef, I put in the portobello mushrooms.
What happened?
It was so good. It was almost better than the beef, which is hard to imagine.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So there you go. Happy accident.
No, it was on purpose. I knew it would be good, but I didn't know it would be that good.
Oh, boy.
CCA, Cinematheque. Over your city's grass will grow a deeply serious meditation on artistic process and expression. It's a film that is this weekend, that's screening this weekend, perhaps beyond. Buck, of course, which if you haven't seen it yet, you got to see it because that's a great horse movie. Sarah's Key, which we talked about last week. I have not seen this movie, but I hear it's very good and very very moving. And opening this week, Kingdom of Survival, which is a movie that explores modern skepticism in America, challenges the status quo, and uncovers provocative links between survivalist philosophy, ecumenical spirituality, radical political theory, and outlaw culture. I gotta go see that.
What's it called?
Kingdom of Survival.
The other night on a Turner channel was Kingdom of the Spiders, where these huge spiders chase people. You think that's related?
No.
Tonight there's...
Spiders are not a kingdom. It's the animal kingdom contains spiders, which are arachnids.
They're what?
Arachnids.
I didn't know they were from Iraq, but that's okay with me. I don't want to have any culture clash with those people.
Aren't lobsters also arachnids? Or they're in the same family? Anyway, go ahead.
Art openings tonight. Again, you're tired. You don't want to do Fiesta. You don't want to do Film Noir. You don't want to go to a play.
You want to do all those things.
Well, you do, but tonight, here we go. Huera or Not, mixed media work by Darlene Olivia McElroy and Sandra Duran Wilson over at El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe, right off Paseo de Peralta near the Farmer's Market. Reception 5:30 to 7:30. The show runs through early October. At the Flying Cow Gallery in Warehouse 21 is 9/11, 10 years later, a student exhibition. Reception tonight, 5 to 7, runs through late September. La Fonda in the Coronado Room has Santa Fe inspired work by Sandy Valiancourt. Reception 4:30 to 7:30. Show runs through September 11th. McLary Fine Art up on 225 Canyon Road has new oil landscapes by Robert Marchesault. Reception 5 to 7. The Randall Davey Audubon Center has a show, Big Wings, Big Love, mixed media and caustic paintings by Ernesto. Reception 5:30 to 7:30. I wonder if that has to do with birds, since it's the Audubon Center. Show runs through early October. That's up at 1800 Upper Canyon Road, the very top. In the Rotunda Gallery in the State Capitol, you have work by members of the Santa Fe Book Arts Group. Reception 4 to 6. That's over at Old Santa Fe Trail in the Paseo de Peralta. Turner Carroll's doing show with Igor Melnikov. Reception 5 to 7. New paintings. There's a lot of other gallery openings. Again, look in the Pasatiempo. Lots of options to see things. Also, at Gig tonight over on 2nd Street is the Rio Grande Guitar Quartet at 8 o'clock. Got to pay to get in. GigSantaFe.com.
And on Monday, September 12th, Hugh Ambrose will be talking about the paperback release of his New York Times bestseller, The Pacific. It's the companion book to the miniseries by the same name.
That's right.
Which was executive produced by Tom Hanks and Bruce McKenna, who lives in Santa Fe, will be at the event. He did a lot of writing, I guess, or did the writing on the miniseries. And so that's Monday at 6 o'clock. And then on Wednesday, Sandra Shackle is talking about Working the Land, Stories of Ranch and Farm Women in the Modern American West. And I think I'm going to be interviewing her, I think, that morning or the day before. We shall see. But that's at 6 o'clock on Wednesday at Collected Works Bookstore. And as you mentioned, Muse Times 2 on Thursday at 6 o'clock. Lots of good stuff at the wonderful Collected Works Bookstore.
Let's say it's Tuesday afternoon at 10 to 3 and you're bored. Maybe you got the day off. Maybe you don't have a job. Maybe you're retired. Maybe it's none of the above and it's none of my business. You want something to do?
Yes.
Mac Watson is going to be speaking at the School for Advanced Research as part of their lecture series at 3 o'clock on the following. Water flows uphill toward money. How the Santa Fe River became privatized. Could be interesting. It's absolutely free. The School for Advanced Research is at 660 Garcia Street. Call 954-7203, and I'll say it one more time, 3 o'clock Tuesday, it's free.
Yay.
What's going on Thursday? It's the last day of the week in the Pasatiempo. Oh, Los Martinez, do you know them? They're playing at the Lodge of Santa Fe. We have a story in today's Pasa. They're playing Thursday night. I don't see. 8:30 p.m. in the Maria Benitez Theater at the Lodge of Santa Fe, 750 North St. Francis Drive. Got to pay to get in. Call 988-1234. See story page 20 of Pasatiempo. We have a Code Talker book signing that day. I don't think you mentioned it. Thursday, Chester Nez and Judith Scheiss Avila, S-C-H-I-E-S-S. Again, I'm not mispronouncing it purposely. If I am, I apologize. 7 o'clock Thursday, Hastings Bookstore, of all places, Guadalupe Street and DeVargas Mall. If you're interested in the Code Talker story, go on, head on down there. And Hindu Culture and Ballet, The Dazzling Synthesis. That's also Thursday, 2 o'clock, St. John's United Methodist Church, 1200 Old Pecos Trail. Got to pay to get in. It's part of the Renison Institute for Lifelong Learning. It's a slide presentation by Ken Simonson. Hindu Culture and Ballet, if you're interested, 2 o'clock Thursday. Yes, you got to pay, 982-9274.
Balinese Hinduism is super cool.
Yeah? Well, yeah. Of course you went there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, oh, Bali's God, or whatever that guy's name is. Kali, is that his friend? Is that guy's name? Anyway, you'll get it right next time.
We've just got about a minute left.
Well, I'm going to miss you.
What do you mean you're going to miss me? Well, I'm here.
I know, but, you know, I'll be back Christmas time. Why don't you have me on for Christmas? I'll do some Christmas songs.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Fiesta, ladies and gentlemen, and so much more.
Film Noir Festival, the guys, Film Santa Noir Fe Fiesta Festival. Melodrama.
Yeah, Santa
Richard
Fe
Wolf,
Art Institute.
Lannan.
Yep.
Too much stuff, pick up
we
pasta.
We just recapped the whole show in 10 seconds. And I am not going to be here a week from today. Yeah. I am going to be off for just...
Okay, I'll do the show.
A couple of days. You want to?
Oh, come on, I'm ad-libbing. Can you imagine? Hello,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. I start telling an erotic story at 8:15 in the morning. And then the two young women slowly undressed as the man watched them. Can you imagine? I'd be off the air in 8 minutes. I'd be outraged. Letters of protest.
Yeah. Go on. The address is Santa Fe Radio Cafe. No, what is my... Radio Cafe at KSFR.org is the address if you object to Robert Knott or if you love Robert Knott or anywhere in between. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at KSFR.org. Podcasting at SantaFeRadioCafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at Facebook.com/RadioCafe. My email address is, like I said before, RadioCafe@KSFR.org. Stay
tuned. Don't send attachments.
Do not send attachments.
She's attached enough to me.
Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz a la carte of Robert Knott. Thank you so much.
Should I come over for that beer and that recipe now?
No, because I'm going to be in the cafe eating breakfast.
I see. It's too early for beer anyway.
Yeah, it's too early for cannelloni, too.
Yeah, cannelloni. That's why I want to do it with you. I told you that before. It's never too early for beer when it's noon.
I have a half a dozen things that I make very well, and I think cannelloni is on the top of the list.
Well, I know what I make best of all.
Bye.
Yeah, but I...